From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump met with British Prime Minister Theresa May at the White House, then spoke with reporters at a joint news conference. We get more now from VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas.
After his first White House meeting with the world leader,
this is our first visit, so great honor.
President Donald Trump said he hopes to develop good relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I don't know the gentleman. I hope we have a fantastic relationship. That's possible, and it's also possible that we won't.
During a joint briefing with British Prime Minister Theresa May, Trump said it's too early to determine whether to lift sanctions on Russia for backing separatists in eastern Ukraine and annexing Crimea. Russia's actions raise tensions with NATO, which Trump has criticized as obsolete. But May said both reaffirmed their support for the alliance.
We're united in our recognition of NATO as the bulwark of our collective defense.
While the two acknowledged their differences, they also renewed what Trump called their nation's special relationship. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if any agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-long civil war. United States and its Western allies have long insisted Assad must relinquish power in Syria as part of any peace agreement. Italy's Coast Guard says it has rescued about 1,000 migrants from leaky boats in the Mediterranean Sea while finding one person dead. More than 180,000 migrants reached Italy last year. That is a record number. The United Nations says more than 5,000 people died trying to cross the Mediterranean. This is VOA News. A U.S. research institute that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at a plutonium reactor, a nuclear facility known as Yongbyon. The website 38north.org posted commercial satellite images it said indicate Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously recovering spent fuel rods, which can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. Reported activities by North Korea are the latest in a series of defiant acts amid numerous UN sanctions enacted in response to the North's atomic and ballistic missile development programs. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has begun her work as the new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Former governor, who has little experience in foreign policy and international relations but was overwhelmingly confirmed by the U.S. Senate, said she is ready to reform the United Nations, an organization frequently criticized by Republicans for being too costly.
For those that don't have our back, we're taking names. And this administration is prepared and ready to go in, to have me go in, look at the U.N., and everything that's working, we're going to make it better. Everything that's not working, we're going to try and fix. And anything that seems to be obsolete and not necessary, we're going to do away with.
Ambassador Haley met with UN Chief Antonio Guterres to present her credentials. Greece's Supreme Court has rejected a request from Turkey for the extradition of 8 servicemen who fled the country following a failed coup last summer. Henry Ridgewell is following the story.
The 8 Turkish servicemen, 3 majors, 3 captains, and 2 sergeant majors, escaped Turkey in a helicopter July 16th, the day after the failed coup. They landed in northern Greece and immediately sought political asylum. Greece's Supreme Court said that their rights would likely be violated given the extensive crackdown following the coup attempt and rejected Ankara's extradition request. Their lawyer, Christos Milanopoulos, praised the decision. It was a great victory for European values, for Greek justice, he said. Turkey insists the men were involved in the coup attempt, which it claims was orchestrated by the US-based cleric Fethullah Gülen. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And many people across the Pacific region began celebrating the arrival today of the Lunar New Year, which this year is known as the Year of the Rooster. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.